We are just gingering to go forward. All right, let's just pray so that we start. Don't forget what I said. Go from one to another. And when the person is talking, please don't offend me today. Thank you. It's the last Wednesday service. I don't want to shout on anyone. Ensure you're not talking and gisting when somebody's here giving a word. Ensure you're paying serious attention, close attention. Everybody should be writing something down so we can have order, receive direction for our new year. Praise the Lord. We don't walk by resolutions as people do. We don't sit down and think and strategize. No, we wage a good warfare by the prophecies that will go ahead of us. Hallelujah. All right, let's just pray. As you focus on the coming here, receive words. Directions come when we are deliberate. We are deliberate and focus on what we are doing. This coming year will run with precision. We run with precision because we have a clear focus about the prophecies that have gone ahead of us. We know what we should be focused on. We know what we should spend our energy on. We know what we should devote our time to. Eko afunsa taba ai bonbon sa ta 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 brene vala vala data o presse ne fika that the whole church should receive comfort. Ah, the bonse break the fence is offering a papa na te shapala kada da the comfort we need will come from here. I mon si fa sa ta brin ta ka afunfoso over those of brene tele baka kada alonfunsa tele man pretete fina kata pra ele man papa na na the words that will keep us from evil, the words that will keep us from the wrong path, the words that will give us focus, the words that will give us strength for the coming here. We receive it here today in the name of Jesus. We are not men that run like one that beats at the air. No, we run with precision and direction in the name of Jesus. Every one of us have a word. Every one of us have an interpretation. Everyone will give a prophecy here today. In the name of Jesus, utterance is ours. Our tongue is like that of the learned. We know what to say in season to him that is weary. We give the right words. Glory to God. Let's have you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bro, Shotty, you're free to continue in tongues until you receive words.
Hallelujah. You know, we We are not confused people. No, we have light. And we know what to do. We know what to do, even with the set of instructions given to us, with the plans, the focus, the direction that has been rolled out for us yesterday. We are much more aware of what to do. We're much more aware of what to do. And by the reason of that, we're going to do so much more this coming year. We're going to do so much more. Even as we get to those set of instructions, the results that we're going to have will be amazing results. We'll have amazing results. We'll be so much fruitful in every good work. So much fruitful in every good work. We're not going to lack results. This year will be a year of amazing results for us. Amazing results. Even as we go out, even as we go everywhere, we have amazing results. We have those results that have been written as regards us in the scriptures. We have amazing results. We have amazing experiences. Even as we teach, as we preach the word, we have miracles. We have healings. We have signs and wonders. Following all that we do, even as we go everywhere, even as we lay our hands, we have healings. We have healings. We have miracles. We have healings. We have miracles. And we should work. We should work in everything that we do, even as we carry out the work of a ministry. We should work so much with the consciousness of victory. We should work so much with the consciousness of victory. We are not trying to strive to get results. We are not trying to strive to get it done. We are working on the threshold of victory. We're working with the consciousness that we are victorious. We're working with the consciousness that we are victorious. Because we're going to have so much more. Amazing testimonies. Amazing testimonies. And as well, we should exercise ourselves with in more self-control, in more discipline, because it takes discipline to stay focused. It takes discipline to stay focused. So we should add more self-control to our faith. Add more self-control. We should exercise more discipline, even as we carry out this work of ministry. We should take heed to self-control. We should take heed to discipline, because to stay focused, it takes discipline. So we should tax ourselves, give ourselves to some effort, some work, some labor, and to ensure that we are focused in carrying these things out. Definitely, we're going to have so much more to testify about. We're going to have so much more to testify about. My houses of avatosis have a violent daisies of a hostels of brother better test of souls. Have a vada tasers of a bada tosis. Have a baba 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 da bozos. Umbra baba baba vada tosis. Umbra baba da tosis. So baba bosheg in the morning. Don't bada tiso go vaga da body. This soft tech in the morning. Iba bada mon chobra disa bada bako babra ni mon shaga gele beli la do to batana na. Hele bedi bada mon shomba kuma na mon to. Idi bidi bo shoba kubo da bo mena man. Du savra tida to savra ge ena non to bala na. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hear this word. It says, the clouds are full and the harvest is much. Clouds are full and the harvest is much. It is that in the coming year, there is going to be ease. There is going to be ease in the work of ministry. And this is as a reason because there is going to be more added to the workforce. That is to say, those times that we have gone out for evangelism, those little words that we post online, those little things that we say, those gospel that we share that we think they are very little, no, indeed, they yield much more results. They yield much more results. They bring in much more people into the church. They bring in much more people. There is going to be much harvest. There is going to be much harvest. Much harvest. I see specifically persons in the north. I see children seated on the floor holding plates. And I see us coming, and as we pass through them, they become filled. Their plates are filled, and they stand up and they are strong.
and they stand up and they are strong and they begin to follow and do as we have done before their eyes. There's much more strength. There's much more strength. Much more strength comes upon them because we have prayed. Because prayers have gone forth, words have been spoken. And those things, we see them come to pass. We see them come to pass. Every word that has been spoken, there is none that shall be cut short. There is none that shall go unfulfilled because we have said it. We have said it and it will be fulfilled. So let not fear cloud your heart. Let not fear cloud your heart because it will not be difficult. It will not be difficult because right now you don't do it as it was done before. No, right now you do it by the Spirit. Right now you do it by the Spirit. Everything it is by the Spirit. So it comes with ease. It comes with ease. Ministry comes with ease. It comes with ease. Manifesting the power of God comes spontaneously. You just discover that someone was sick and you just passively said, you are healed in Jesus' name. And there is healing. And there is healing. And there is much more testimony. Much more testimony. Testimonies abound. It abounds. It abounds. It abounds. It abounds. It abounds more. There is much more. There is much more. Glory to God.
Praise God. Okay, so that was praying. By God. We look within. We look within. We're a family. So we don't go all around looking for solutions or a way out. All we need is within us. So we look within. We give honor to the gifts God has given us as men. We don't go up and down. We look within. So whatever thing that may come the year, we look within and we get the solutions within us, within our family, just like our families are in your own family. When you have a problem in your family, don't go out and start. No, you start from within. So we look within this year and we find solutions to everything what we are looking for within. Praise God. There's something I saw, edifying assembly like a school, a lot of people coming, like people from far, they come. It was now like there was a building they were lodging in. So it's not like, it was like a hostel. So people were coming to learn ministry from Edifying Assembly. Glory to God. So Edifying Assembly like a training institute. So and then joy abounds in our midst. Much more signs and wonders for this next year. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. I heard this year was more like a theory for us. Next year will be like a practical for us because many things that we have learned that we didn't really see the manifestations, we'll see it next year. We'll get to see much more result next year. We have more strength. Like, I don't know, there will be more strength than you can ever imagine. There will be more strength for ministry, more strength for ministry. You won't be able to get tired. You have enough strength for ministry because you have prayed. Hallelujah. We have amazing results. We are not confused. We are not confused. We are deliberate. Mali shalom busendere terikodo shabranta lakaradosa. Mashalabaragaradosa. We have much more result next year in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God.
Who's the fan of who's son of Madagas of Osha Hana Rosa Fanagas, the Hana Rosa, the Rosa Fangadus, Brangash, the Hanish, the Marka, Festi, Hilla Host, the Hamburg Ghost, the Fetty Ghost, the Sons of Rosa, Ambrados, the Fanavish, the Hampershana Most of Alan Brigadi, and Zuzu, Marado, Supertin, the Master Pogadisa, Barusus, the Bros, the Africans, the Fagadis, the Badabos, the Fagadis, those are the Fagadis, they are still so much strength, so much strength. I saw something like a touch. Something like a torch, not normal torch light, a torch that has a fire on top, lamp, okay. So, going to light up several places. Also, I wrote something about relationships, We're going to be more discerning. Be more discerning in relationships. We're going to be more discerning in relationships. Because relationships are our lifeline to fulfilling the ministry. Relationships are our lifeline to fulfilling the ministry. And also, we're going to have more lawyers or more faithfuls. Let me put it that way. More faithfuls and more lawyers. People that are faithful to the cause. People that are faithful even in their hall. Just to ensure that the message is taken all over the place. Glory to God. Later that to hobre the digger and art to hosts, Vunini and Brahateza, Lagadon, Bredi, Kalahaga, De Sos, Zele, Hebro, Hotes, Aziz, Estevagarano, Tosa, Elabataga, Dotes, any econo, Uncle Tosas. This year we are strengthened much more. Talking about healing, Lehizos, the Vo, Shedadi, Catron, Sister, and the Masus, we record much more results. Le iso maha vreteki so steviga radebo so stefiga naha tosas. We record much more results as we step out in faith, we record much more results. There's no cause to fear. In laying hands, there's no cause to fear, no cause for alarm, because we know what we carry, we know who we are. Lahazu nehe brari koro o vreteki zestosha. And concerning what Sister IJ and Broshion talked about relationships, and then she talked about something about all of us in this place. And the word I got was that we'll do well to honor one another. Mahazu stefi gerarushin and ibaka. Ila has a sister over e kada hopo tuzes de kidi a tala and de oka. We do well to honor one another because there's a lot in our midst and we looking outside. There's a lot we can get in our midst than looking outside. A lot has been given to us. We should not go far to look for what is right inside our pocket. This coming year, don't think that I can't do much more, but no. In concerning ministry, if you don't deem yourself as weak. No, we are here to strengthen one another. And we do that much more. Hands that seems feeble gain much more strength, and they do much more. Amen.
Praise the Lord. The Lord is saying that there are no limits to how deep we are going to dig this coming year. No limits to how we are going to dig this coming year. As there are no one without results, There are no one without results. This coming year, it will be so visible and tangible, something that can actually be measured. So it will come in form of that way. Praise the Lord. Now, these few instructions, it's came for specific people, but we try to relate it in a general way so that everybody can pay attention. Amen. Amen. Now, the Lord said it will come like a subtle attack. A subtle attack on our fervency. And it's going to come in form of illegitimate desires. Now, how be it? The desire that can be done away with. It will come in form of legitimate desires, but they are desires that can be done away with, at least for now. For some, it will be a pursuit for husband, for wife, for job, for friendship, for association. It will be legitimate. But he says it's going to come softly. So pay attention to that. Pay attention to that. And be very, very careful. It's a voice of discouragement. The Lord says, avoid any voice of disobedience or rebellion. Avoid any voice of disobedience or rebellion. Rebellion to instructions. I see many of us stepping into more role in the body, and instructions will be coming. Instructions that will come in form as, it will come as if it's going to be taking a huge part of our personal life. They don't pay attention to any voice of discouragement or rebellion. As a result, pay attention, watch closely your close circle. Pay attention to your close circle. This year is going to be a year of being intentional about who to bring closer. So, for some of us, it's an instruction for some folks, For some of us, we are going to be pruning our friendship, we are going to be pruning our association, we are going to be dropping some. We know. God is saying some of us, we know who to drop already. So let's become more intentional about that. Lastly, he says, no one should seek to be independent of one another. I said, different assembly member, no one should seek to be independent of one another. That even the least, the assumed least, we supply the needed strength for the body. So, you are not to be independent of one another. That means, ensure that what? The circle starts from within. Amen.
Ask to Father that safe that those to fend and ask to him and answer brother. Praise God. Praise God. Okay. This coming year, there will be much labor individually. We are going to be in a corporate result, but much will be expected of us individual labor. Then the least labor contributes much. So necessity is laid upon us to pay it to every instruction, let's labor more in prayer and in every instruction given unto us. Then, concerning healing, we're going to be healing some critical diseases and sickness individually in this place, some critical issues. So, we're going to be dealing with them. Then, this goes to us about our focus and attention. Let our heart be stable. Let our heart be here. Don't let us be distracted. No pastor has been talking about this, and it will do us well to pay much more attention. Let us cut every distractions. In fact, it's so heavy. Like, let's just try and cut it. Our attentions are really needed. Like, I don't know, maybe 100% attention is really needed. It's really needed for this course. And then this coming year is the year of rugged ministry. Seriously, you're going to be rugged about it. It's going to be rugged, a dogged one. So, and then there's going to be amidst us accurate teachers, accuracy. So we're going to be teaching men, accurate one. So we're going to be accurate about that. Then there's going to be overflow. And then confirmation to me, some people have said it, all what we need, don't let us look outside. Everything we need is within the body.
Everything we need is within her, within her. The circle, the support is within her. Let us, don't let us look around. Then unusual strength. People have been saying about strength, all those, unusual strength upon us. Maybe, unlike before. You had a tired day and you couldn't even pray. No, unusual strength is made available to all this coming year. Then people serve. Confirmation to what Brushin said, that loyalty, people serve with all their heart. People serve with all their heart this coming year. People give their all. People give their all. In fact, people give their all. People serve with all their heart. People serve with all their heart. Then more of stepping out in faith. Stepping out in faith. So people will be taking stepping out in faith, like, okay, I could not do this, but let me try and do this. And results will come forth. So more of stepping out in faith, not stepping out in faith. Then So like I said before, year of intention. You're going to be deliberate, be intentional about ministry, intentional, then deliberate. Then you're going to give up some legitimate desires. Give up legitimate desire for this cause. Praise God. Oh, sorry. while we're praying, I saw something like about building men. Let me say that. So I saw us like a dry land and like a jet. So just if it dropped us on that dry land, and I saw us putting down some things. Before you know it, we grow to big tree. Then so it's going to be a year of fruit, like going to be fruitful. So it's going to be a year of fruitful ministry. So, praise God.
La da da do kasita la da da ba shata kasata la da da ba shata kasata la da 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 ba kasuta la da da kasuta. Ma na 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 ma kusupra ni na na ma sata. In 2019, it's a year of the Spirit. It's a year of boldness for every one of us. We become deliberate about things as touching ministry. We become deliberate, we become intentional as a church and as individuals. Each one of us, and even many more that will join us, in 2019, to be obvious that we've picked up ministry. It will be seen by all. Our mind is at rest in 2019. Our mind is at rest. We are not troubled at all. Our mind is at rest. Our labor won't be in vain. In 2019, we have results. Okay, this is one thing I heard clearly. We are going to be setting goals. We are going to be setting goals in 2019. And you make sure. See, set your goals and you see it come to pass. Set your goals. I do this number of things this week. Set your goals. I'll look for this particular set of sickness. I'm going to look for it. Men deliberately set goals and they see it come to pass. Amen. Set your heart on things. Let your heart be there. Let your heart be here. I heard there. And then I was like, let your heart be here. And he said, let your heart be here. Let your heart be here. Let your heart be the things of the Spirit. Okay? Be here. Men are trained much more. We have much more training ground. Okay, I saw Edifying Assembly is like a training ground. You see it more in 2019. You see more training. A training ground. Training. Many more are sent out. We are going to have people, many more, being sent out for the work of the ministry. Keep your heart and mind sane. You will need it in 2019. In 2019, it will be like a wildfire. Okay, I saw this. I closed my eyes and I saw a wildfire. And then I said, what is this? and said men who are taking up ministry, like men who take up. You see men going out. It won't be slow. It's not slow. It's not something that is slow. It will be deliberate. It will be men that have been trained, and you will see it come to pass in 2019. Spread positive vibes. It will be that you're in an environment and people just want to hear God. People will just sense you. They want to hear God in 2019. Be deliberate. Be conscious of this fact in 2019. Spread with the gospel in numbers, in our numbers. We spread with the gospel. We take it out in our very environment. We teach men. We spread. He said the spread will start with you. It will start from you. So when you hear spread, don't just look at, oh, yes, we are going to spread, oh, yeah. But then it starts with you in your very environment. Expression. Each one of us find expression of our giftings. We find expression concerning the things of the Spirit. Okay, the quote for 2019, I heard this and I just laughed. He said, act before you doubt. In 2019, there will be more actions. Act before you even think concerning the miraculous. Act before you doubt. Don't start. Don't think about it twice. There will be deliberate, intentional acting. Just lay the hands. Just do it. Just go. Just go. Before you start thinking about how it will happen. Because it's going to happen. Because you've been equipped for these things. We've been equipped for 2019. We've been trained for the year ahead of time. And when you see this thing, you just start giving God thanks because we said this before it happens. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, this is what I receive. We run with focus. We set men on the path of life which is in the will of God. Direction is given to men that lack direction in life. Men are set on the right course. We are taking over places which seems to be those places that they seem to be impossible for men to take. They are possible because we are running at the pace of the Spirit. We are running by the strength of the Holy Ghost. We are taking places even far beyond what mine could ever imagine. I heard of a particular place, Zamfara. I don't know. It's just coming to it's a kind of picture of Zamfara. I don't know. But I'm seeing far beyond places that I've been mentioned because men are yearning. I saw men crying, come, save us from this ignorance. Save us. They are yearning for the light. Hallelujah. So I just wanted to set our mind on the instructions coming from the Holy Ghost. Let not doubt come in or crept in. Be focused. For the strength that with which you run is not yours. The strength with which you run is not yours. It is mine. Yield. Do not give in to doubt. Do not give in to pressure. For you are running by the strength of the Holy Ghost. You are not alone. For all that I will do through you will be more than what you could ever imagine or what men could ever imagine. For you do more than that which your mind have thought of, not probably what you have not done before in the miraculous. You will walk more and more. Hallelujah. Nimanamano shilevraki and dose sela bandelia demaniso baradia kistos and fluni agaradia non sovrahat silendo. U so se via tizo u letis a man delivra kisto nen hacto baradia kisto u sudeha latizo. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. For we quench the test of the quench the test in the heart of men. Men receive answers to those questions that have been bringing them confusion over the years. Now religion is saying goodbye to them because now they are welcoming and embracing the knowledge of Christ. They are embracing the light because we carry the light everywhere we go. We are not afraid of the pressures coming from friends, coming from the environment, for we are strong and bold in this coming year and beyond. Hallelujah.
Us that we're not around, started. We're having a tongue and interpretation service. Can you get ready? We're having a tongue and interpretation service. We said we're giving direction for the coming here. We're receiving words. Because the Bible says we wage a good warfare by the prophecies that we have received. So we are not careless men. We're not persons that run without focus and direction. No, rather we receive prophecies with which we can strategize or face our days. We don't mentally strategize, but rather we'll plan according to the words that we have received. Glory to God. So if you're not here, every one of us is given an tongue and interpretation. So edify yourself enough for us to have, for you to have words to share with us. All right, Kenny, up to you. From Kenny down to Bumi, get ready. Like this, then to Zwani. And you taking for last since you know starts with us.
Okay. Praise God. Please do not take for granted any word of prophecy you receive in the coming year. That in relation to what Patricia said about rebellion and disobedience. In our presence. Bring healing. Anywhere you enter, your presence, your mere presence brings healing. Then I see more zeal with us. More zeal for the gospel. And I see ministry being established both in villages and remote areas. Ministries are being established in villages and remote areas. Then I see people trooping in such a way that this place is just too small to contain us.
Natsos bendendo doshan, nitsos bendo vendo spingala dozen, maradoshan benvendus wingla vinda rondo spinga de dozen, mashanda lenkon rekan dus bevenda raduzba, lekondo shinda radoza. There's ministry placement, there's placement, extension of out of our local vicinity. There's ministry placement, focus and direction is made available. Focus and direction is made available. We are to extend this ministry outside our local vicinity. We are to extend it to other places. It should not just be here alone. Extend it to other places. There is more placement among folks. Abundance is made available. We have resources to do ministry. We lack nothing. Resources is made available. There is abundance. Matsun Venedoza. Ritus Bingala Dosha Nivan Dosba Lintus Bingado. We do much more in healing. We do much more in healing. Masun Veleduzba. Redos pinka vindos pikalo doza retus ben vinda sumbala dosha nevenosa. Amen.
Edo Shadria Skivana Dosh, Lekida Brande Subralige Dosha Telikonza Vinama, Lepridota de Kizubra Desh Gadiata. Praise God, say there's much more to do. There's much more to do. But say not in your hearts, how shall these things be? Hallelujah. For the power of the Spirit is at work, trust in the abilities by the Spirit. Since we do not walk in darkness, there is light. There is light and direction for life in the coming year and for ministries. Amen. It says, amidst the persecution and accusation will thrive. Amen. The coming year, like Brother Joshua said about relationship, friendship. Amen. There will be accusation, persecution. Many will come to you and tell you, why do you do the things you do? Are you the only one available? Things like that, all right? But do not worry. Stay the course. Follow that which you've been given. We do not grow weary. Not at all. We do not grow weary. Amen. So there are many manifestations and results we get to see next year. There's more strength for ministry next year. Amen. There's results in ministry. We find much more joy in the work because of the fruit we get to see, and we are never discouraged. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, just like it has been said, your relationship should be deliberate. Be deliberate in your relationship, be deliberate in your relationship. And then
We'll meet people that are ready to learn ministry, people that are yearning to know the truth. We'll meet them. So when you meet them, be deliberate about it. You didn't just meet them for just meeting them for fun. No, you should be deliberate about relationship such as that. You should know what it be discerned. Let me just put that, be discerned. You should be able to discern and know what such a person needs at time and make sure you meet it. While I was praying some days ago, I saw like a large multitude. So the Spirit just said, okay, this year will be a year of harvest of massive souls. Yes, a year of harvest of massive souls. That the prayers we pray will work wonders. Yes, we will see that men will be receptive. Hearts will be receptive. The heart of men will be receptive to this message, to this gospel. So, because we have this prophecy now, we will now reach out more. We'll reach out more for souls. We'll reach out more for souls. And then here in this assembly, the work will not be weary. The work will not worry us at all. Many hands will come and join this work. Yes, many hands will join this work. Many hands will join this work. We have so much to do, and such we need many hands. So many hands will be available for this. So the work will not be weary at all. It will not weary us. And then here as well, men will grow up into offices. Yes, men will grow up into offices. Offices like the healing, working of miracle, and as such, men will be grow up and will be. Where we'll be grounded, we'll be more grounded and established in such ministry. May we be more grounded in such ministry. Oh, Masoti Kipani Ansa Takapoli Ansibeni Asitota Alina Kappa Nasite Pali Asitopa Kapara Sito Ken Esatu Kepoli Asubaba Rasu Tete Kepo Naswata. Don't worry. Your needs will be taken care of. So you should keep your heart from anxiety. You should keep your heart from worry. You should know you have a father who wants you to live good as well. So keep your heart from worry. Masote kepani answer to kepani am esati keporasi tali keponi ansitote e kapana site poni ali keponi esati keporasote. Okay, this year we'll be focused. Yes, we'll be more focused. Because we have direction now, because we have a goal. That already will be focused, so we will not be as though those that beat the air. Yes, will not be as though that beat the air. We'll be more focused. Because we have a purpose. So together we will achieve this purpose. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory. In prayer, I saw this. I saw us covering more ground beyond our imagination. Like, there are some places that different kind of people are not able to conquer. I saw a different assembly covering those grounds. And I saw us covering, going, overriding our persecutions. Different kind of persecutions from relatives and friends and all that. I saw us covering, overriding them. Like, they will not pull us down. Rather, we do pull those ground down. I also saw, amidst us, there's no ignorance. No ignorance amidst us here. Like, we'll not be ignorant to the world. And those who are coming in, they're going to be wise as regards to the word of God. We get them taught. We get more men taught of the word. And also, I saw amidst us, we should not give room for doubt as to what we can do as regards power of healing and putting more efforts on preaching and doing the works of healings. I think one other one is that I saw the speed of the word. Like, once we go to some places to preach the word, I saw speed. Like, there's speed in giving of the word of God. They accept the word with speed. Yeah, glory. Glory.
Radash Barika Sabado Subadina Mandiko Sabarata Egobradi Sobradiko Zamanda da Subrekedabash Tabaraki Mose Namande Brekido Sabatala Barase In the boast to Bradila Bakarna Basta Bagalos Tabarabadi Sabalabarasi. Do not worry, says God. Do not worry, says God. Do not rely on the workings of men. Do not put your heart on the resources of men to carry out ministry. Do not put your heart on the resources of men to carry out ministry. Do not make men be the hindrance to why you want to do some things in ministries, because at some point you would want to do some things and you would want to consider if I do this, this person will withdraw that help from me. Say, don't worry. I'm putting things together for you. Don't worry on how it's going to be. I'll put things together for you much more than you can ever imagine. Hallelujah. Marabosta bredila bakosa bedila barakada baste bedila baraha sabia jabara batos paridia bakalabandi barosadila bakadabase morosa, like a city set on a hill, we are set aright and on course. Mano sebregedo sadila basadia. We press forward with much more result. We are bound in result. Makina masubregida bakalabandis. Maliso shatala bragadina makanda badisa badasa. Much more will be done in unity. Amen. Much more will be done in unity. When I saw that, it was just like a picture of a broom. You have better results when the broom is being tied together. So we would have much more result in unity. Stay abreast to the leading of the Spirit at all times. For this is how men will get to see your profiting. This is how your profiting will be made available to men. Stay abreast to the things of the Spirit. Stay abreast to the leading of the Spirit at all times. Mabo Shabari Bradiko Zabadila Marabako Shabaliba Dos Kalabadi Kalabragadabandish Kalabadase Mar Asobrageda Balabante Barosa. Steady your heart on doctrine, and you will see your utterances being on the upsurge. You will see the fluency of your utterance on the upsurge. Just steady your heart on doctrine. Pay close attention to it, and you will see your fluency in terms of communicating your faith, in terms of sharing your faith on the upsurge. Hallelujah.
Praise God. All right. Something is going to happen next year. We're going to be entering massive harvest of labors of the past. Praise God. We're going to be entering massive harvest of labors of the past. But we are also going to be laboring massively. But there are some things that we're going to do this coming year that would not see the harvest this coming year. But then years to come, we are going to be glad that we labored, even when we had the choice to rest. Praise God. Okay, so two things would happen. We're going to be entering massive harvest, and then we are going to labor such that in the future we're going to reap from the harvest of the labors of next year. Also,
Librahando Veski de Divragaroshata Talin Nenezo Produced Mazuzo Zoli Hendo Vragista Topatoza.
Praise God. We're going to make efforts in some circumstances, some situations, and these people will not gather with us, but they will gather unto the kingdom. They are going to be such that they are not gathering with us, but they are gathering unto the kingdom. So let's be deliberate how we maximize the opportunity to influence people even outside this fold. Let's be deliberate about how we get sold out to reaching out even outside this fold. For there are so many people that it will look like they are not company with us, but really they are God's intention for harvest even in the coming year. Praise God.
Part of Rahandos Kelly is the Zoska. And the Gendo
Okay, we are torch bearers in this coming year. Even when you think you are not shining, you are bright. when you think you are not shining, you are bright. When you think you are not making any impact, no, you are making such a great impact.
Malikanto vregeduska talibo was the dolia. Elebrendo vaziho tososoli hand of regadista ti pregadosa.
This coming year, your sacrifices and your responses to situations will steer the heart of men in the direction of the knowledge of God. Your sacrifices and your responses to situations, the sacrifices for the kingdom and responses to situations, is going to steer earth in the direction of the knowledge of the Son of God. So let's be mindful about how we respond to situations, and let's be very deliberate about the sacrifices we make. For in those things, there will be a loudness in the heart of men. And amen. Okay, say this way. Like you're making something, you're looking, you're trying to do something, and someone is trying to. This is the situation. You're in the middle of a storm, and how you're able to sleep in the middle of that storm is the gateway you need for the gospel in that situation. Praise God. I mean, someone is just worried that you're able to be steadied under this situation, and you're able to say, no, I can do this because of the hope that is in me. And that will be the gateway to the knowledge of Christ. Does it make sense to anybody?
Mambo de canto regista taliha to regista.
Okay, so let's be very deliberate how we respond to situations, even when it seems they are not going our way, even when they are not situations we can shout glory about. Let's be careful how we respond to them, for in our response is the gateway to the heart of men as concerning the gospel. Praise God.
Alibre host keeper to Valabadosha Tata. Elegadus tanto bregiscan the vostati. Hallelujah.
Okay, there are little impacts you're going to make here and there. Making this impact here and there, it looks like nothing is happening. But then by the end of the year, we are going to have our harvest in convergence. It's going to be massive. Praise God. So the little gains here and there, let's not despise them. Let's not despise them. Yes, we can make a feast when we see little gains here and there. But really, at the end of the year, it's going to come into a very huge and massive harvest for the church and for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Now, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. You're going to move at paces beyond yourself. You're going to move at paces beyond your history. You're going to move at paces beyond what you have done before or whatever track record you have before. So just see the year as that way you're going to break a lot of limits. Even though it looks like it's happening slowly, you look like you're not seeing, like I said, I've said three things, and I think we need to be careful about that. I said that there will be fragments here and there that will look like nothing. And I said that you'll be shining when it looks like you're not shining. So just little gains here and there. Let's pay attention. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. The Spirit of God says there will be spreading, massive spreading for the church. If you know what a ripple is, when you throw a stone in like a pool of water and you start seeing spreading around, that there will be a massive spreading. And the cities that were indicated, like Kaduna, just Niger, Sokoto, that those cities are strategic. If you watch very well, they are very strategic. And in that city, there will be a spreading from Kaduna, there will be a spreading from Mina, there will be a spreading from Jos, there will be a spreading, till it gets to a point where there will be a kind of, what we say, an interference. Hallelujah. Yeah, he said, though it will look as if nothing is really happening, but what is really happening is that men will be more dipped into God's word. Hallelujah. That our labor will not be born off. So men that will hear God's word along the path, men that will come to hear us as the spreading is going up, they will be more deeper into God's words. Their legs, their foot, their consciousness will be more deeper into God's words. That even though we are not there, but because of the training that they have experienced already, they will continue with the work that we have put them on to do. Hallelujah. Amen. So, it says, because of that, we should focus and do much more in the place of prayer. That what we are seeing in the north, somebody says something, that the heart of men are yearning already. That the heart of men, they are yearning already. The Spirit of God is saying, what we are doing as a church, as a unit, we are working in the same frequency with the heartbeat of God. We are moving in the same frequency in the heartbeat of God. There's going to be a lot. And there will be not just people as regards rebellious and disobedience. Many people will give themselves to the gospel right here. Many people will give themselves to the ministry. Many people will receive ministry. And as we are spreading, the men that will hear us, they will give themselves wholeheartedly. Because remember, they were hungry before we even get there. Hallelujah. I hear when Heritator came up, that the cloud is already full of rain. And when the cloud is full of rain, that means the harvest is ready already. Hallelujah. So we should expect much harvest. We should expect much harvest. We should expect much harvest. Is that there's something critical that will happen? The people that look like the least will be used of God to do wonders. Hallelujah. The people that will come across, they look like illiterate. They look as if they are not enlightened. They look as if they didn't go to school. He says such people will do great wonders that men will marvel at the result that they will come up with. He says, so therefore we should keep at it. We're already in the right train, in the right track. We should keep at it. We should keep at it. We should not despise anyone that comes our way. There is no form of looking at people and look them down that, no, this person is not enlightened. No. Never ever think of such. That such people will do great wonder that you will be marveled. Hallelujah. Amen. Such people will do great wonder that you'll be marveled. So as we go ahead, as we go along, yes, people will come up. People will come up. There should be much training in the place of prayer. That Kaduna Church is a litmus test of what is going to happen in the north. Hallelujah. Is a litmus test of what is going to happen in the north. So please, we should pay more attention that there will be spreading. There will be spreading. It will happen little by little. If you look at Kaduna, Kaduna is like the central, isn't it? If you look at Sokoto, Sokoto is like the east there. Hallelujah. If you look at Jos is like tending towards Bauchi Maiduguri. Amen. If you look at the Abuja here, Abuja is tending towards like Nasarawa and other places. Hallelujah. He said, once they have spread and come and meet, there will be such great, great harvest for us. Amen. And the heart of God will be glad. Glory to Jesus. Amen.
Oh, glory to God. So much word, so much word. So much word. Mine is just a collection and summary of everything. Everybody's just saying, I just kept saying at the back that the Spirit is one, the Spirit is one. Of course, it was one. It wasn't. I don't think anything was said yet that wasn't confirmed by someone else that has, came out. Okay, so this year, we've heard a lot of results. Our labor is going to contribute. The labor that will be required of us, the things that we think we are praying now, we think we are doing a lot, right? That labor is going to quadruple. Like, it's going to become like times four. Our labor is going to massively, massively increase in the coming year. Massively. And I think I need to sound this again. A lot of persecutions and discouragement and will come in the form of advice. We'll see it in the form of advice. And it's going to come in form of advice from reputable men. It's going to come in form of advice from people you admire in ministry. They are the ones that will be the sources of your discouragement. It will make it difficult to discern. So, I don't think those men will probably be like the old prophet. I don't think they will deliberate. I don't know if it's deliberate trying to tear you off the path, but it will be suggestions as to what you're doing not being necessary, or not, you're not supposed to be doing what you're doing as much as you're doing it. It should be like an advice, like, ah, see, you can get this without this much labor, and they'll point you to so much persons. And because they are men that you admire in ministry, you'll be tempted and not discerning enough to lift it. So be careful. Be careful. That will come up a lot. Come up a lot in the coming year. And also, you should specifically and deliberately pray for Pastor Mo. As in, be more deliberate in praying for him. Because what it came was like, the direction with which he will be taking the Edifying Assembly next year would spark up a lot of controversy in terms of from other men of God. Do you understand? And it's going to be brutal, really brutal. So we must not rely just on this fact that, yes, Pastor is focused, Pastor is dogged. No. We must be more deliberate in praying, because that will be the way to discourage him. So it will come more from like the same way it will happen to us, those suggestions and to one another. It will be more on him because of the direction in which the Defined Assembly will be going next year. It will be going on the path that most ministries has never seen. It's going to be different. It's going to be hard. But that is the path that has been set for us. And it's going to cost a lot from other ministers. So we must pay particular attention to that and ensure we are more deliberate. Please let not a week pass by without upholding him in prayers. Okay, and because a lot of persons have said this, I think it all flows, relationships. Next year is going to be serious sacrifice. I know that it's just going to be a year of serious sacrifice, a year where your greatest enemy will be your own ambition, where your own desires and those goals you've set for yourself in life, those goals you've grown up with, will be your greatest enemy. It's going to look like a lot of debates will come from within you, concerning where you ought to be in life and you are not yet there. And there will be a lot of avenues to get to where you are supposed to be in life. As in those opportunities will come up to just show you, at the point where you are debating, the opportunities will come up like, you know, you are debating like, at this age, I had this path for my life, that this is what I wanted to be. And while you are debating within yourself, the opportunity to be what you want to be will come up, and it will be a year of sacrifice. That's all I can say. A year of sacrifice. So watch out for them. Watch out for them. It will draw some folks away. I wish I could say that all of us will be strong and do ministry together, but I really see that it's going to draw some folks away. But much more. More persons. I just see it's like a, I don't want to, I don't want that to happen in the way I'm seeing it. Like a replacement. You understand? Like a shift. Persons that have been on this path as in steady, others coming to replace them because they became distracted. Do you understand what I'm saying? But I'm trying not to say it that way because that's not what I want. So prophecies to edify and to the comfort. So more men will come, but it will not replace others. We will all grow together. They will strengthen the workforce. We won't lose any. We will not lose any. So let's just be on our feet. So many words. I think a lot of persons have covered it from different angles. So the words that came forth, I know some of them are general, some are specific. Some you receive them for yourself. And you know that, just for example, when Prayer Champion was speaking, I sense two particular persons that should receive that word very clearly when he said that this year or the coming year, you are going to let go of the favors of men so as to please God. Because you know that in attempting to do this thing and standing for the gospel as is demanded of you, you are going to lose the support, from financial support from some persons that you are expecting it from. That is going to happen. So it's going to also be a choice and one of the sacrifices that you will make if that is the path that you choose. So just pray for whatever the words that have come forth are. You know, we labor with these words. So whether it's personal, whether it's ones we have received as a church, whether it's the one that that talks about things that will happen. Pastor Ezekiel said, because of these words, we should labor more in prayer. We will now be more deliberate in prayer. Because the funny thing is that God will just keep speaking. I was telling somebody which day that God doesn't get tired of speaking the same thing over and over again until the man becomes less rebellious, or he picks up what he, you know, you will hear something this month, you will hear the same thing 2 months' time, you hear the same thing in 5 months' time, and you're expecting, I want something new, something different. No, because you have not yet paid attention or received the former thing. So God doesn't have anything to give you besides the words that he has given you. He has given you words, he has given you direction. He has told you what is expected of you. So it is your choice. If you choose not to pick up these things and run with it, you'll be surprised. By the end of this year of 2019, you will receive it in the same words, because God will not progress beyond where you have stopped. That is just how it is. So it is your choice to receive these words and run with them. Paul said that you will, by these words, wage a good warfare. A good warfare. By these words, you will wage a good warfare. You wage a good warfare. You wage a good warfare. You wage a good warfare. Oh, there's loyal men. We receive words that men will be loyal. There are men that will be faithful to this cause. Men that will be loyal, loyal, loyal. Oh, what a joy. We receive words that men will come, that the workforce will be strengthened. That is a lot. That is a lot. That a lot of things will be achieved based on our unity. That is a lot. That is a lot. That is a lot. That will run as one. We'll run as one. We'll run as one. That will not be weary, because more men will come. More men will come. More men will come, and we are the ones to go get them. Oh, we are the ones to go get them. More men will come, that we are going to receive considerable results and harvest for our labors. There will be compensation for the labors that we put in, because we will see the effects. We will not say, we are laboring this much in prayer. We are laboring this much in the world, and we cannot see any tangible proof. No, we are going to see a lot of things for our hearts to be gladdened. We are going to see a lot for our hearts to be gladdened. Our hearts will be filled with joy. There is going to be a lot to stir us up. Oh, bless seven and two shake keep and two and shaka. Tafe frepa pom bren and teso suvito prapa. Hey, shata tata brana kunde ledi go gasei. Atondo sumbran pata tevrika kashka. Tete tebrikum busata. Lefum bom bom baseliko kafika. E prepe punda sekra kafila pata tele. Nimbran pete lo propa katosha. Afiko suprapa tata tata tafe le bamba manane. Akum bren te ligo sanababa. Oh, we will not tangle between two options any longer. No, no, no. Bring out Tefiga. We refuse to spread our legs in two different places. We cannot serve two masters. No. We are going to recognize who our master is and follow him wholeheartedly. In the name of Jesus. Oh, we'll stop trying to grip things with two bold hands. No, no. We'll be focused. We'll be focused. We'll be focused. Lema prombe satila kata figa papa. And the Katina proposed a fenadette, he's red seven perpata, tisha frepata, oh shatata, prana vigo saprana, oh talata, we receive the strength, oh we receive strength, we receive strength. The words have come that there will be unusual strength, there will be unusual strength, oh we are unusual strength, we receive that in the name of Jesus. Ataka unda kakaba, brennan de fiaba, esetenema prombo pota tatali, atelevo prakata, oh shatata fena prapanante la kidovondo superkidiba, papa da 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 bre, atatova nashi prana. We handle situations well. We handle situations well, because the world came for that. The way we handle situations will be a pointer to the gospel for other men. Oh, who handle situations well. When those times come, we will look beyond ourselves and look for the greater good. We will know that our own responses, how we deal with challenges, how we handle these situations, will be a pointer to men. And so we will do the right thing. In the name of Jesus, we will not be the reasons why men will draw back. We will not be the reasons why men will despise the gospel. No, no, no. Oh, men will not despise the gospel because of our actions or our inactions. In the name of Jesus. Men will not despise the gospel because of our actions or our inactions. Men will not despise the gospel. We will not know. We will not know. They might not come to tell us to our face. But men will not despise the gospel because of the way we handle situations. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, oh glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. We are not ignorant of the devices of the nev- ah, we are not, we are not, we are not. no matter where he's going to come from, we'll uncover him. We'll expose his works in the name of Jesus. Oh, even if he comes through our friends, even if he comes through our relatives, even if he comes through ministry colleagues, we will understand and discern in the name of Jesus. We receive the harvest that is ours next year in the name of Jesus. The word came that there was a dry land and we were dropped there in a dry land and it became a fruitful field. In the name of Jesus, we will get results out of nothing. We will get results out of nothing. We will get results out of nothing. When it looks like there's nothing, there's no hope here. It looks like men have done all they could and failed. We will get results out of nothing. Out of nothing, because it's supernatural. In the name of Jesus. We do not despise the company of believers. We receive the required strength we need from one another in the name of Jesus. Oh, we honor one another to meet every need we have, whether spiritual, whether physical, in the name of Jesus. Our hearts are more attuned to one another. Our hearts are attuned to one another. Each man becomes bothered about the neighbor. Each man becomes bothered about all the other person needs. And so we are able to discern clearly what the other person needs in the name of Jesus. Even when they want to keep things away. Even when they want to keep their struggles, it will be revealed to one person and will provide the help, whether they want it or not. Even when men want to keep the struggles to themselves and say, no, I don't want anybody to know, we will know. We'll be able to discern. We'll be attuned more to one another. We'll be focused more. We'll be able to sense if somebody comes here broke. We'll be able to sense if somebody comes here sick and we'll provide what is needed in the name of Jesus. Our sensitivity to one another increases in the name of Jesus. Our sensitivity to one another increases in the name of Jesus. We are a family indeed, indeed, indeed. We are a family indeed. We are a family indeed. In the name of Jesus, we are a family indeed. Indeed, indeed. Oh, hearts are healed. Any hearts that anyone has is healed in the name of Jesus. No one will leave this here hurt. In the name of Jesus, hearts are healed. Hearts are healed. Hearts are healed. Those that were hurt by an action of one person or whatever, hearts are healed. In the name of Jesus, hearts are healed. Hearts are healed. Hearts are healed. Hearts are healed. In the name of Jesus, hearts are healed. Oh, every wounded heart, receive healing right now in the name of Jesus. Hearts are healed in the name of Jesus. Every grievance is assuaged right now in the name of Jesus. That anger fades off. That anger fades off in the name of Jesus. Hello, Shata. Hearts are healed in the name of Jesus. Hearts are healed. Let's hold our hands all across. As in, everybody connects. Not two. Everybody holds their hands together. I just keep hearing these hearts are healed. Hearts are healed. The grievances, people think they don't know they have. They are removed. No. Hearts are healed. Every form of hurt people are having, containing, whether the leadership or members, it just quenches right now. You understand? That's what we're going to focus now and pray. every form of every anger, every unforgiveness, every hurt, every grievance just fades off in the name of Jesus. Oh, love will flood the hearts of men. Love will flood the hearts of men. It will wipe out every trace of hurt in the name of Jesus. It will wipe out every trace of hurt. Whatever men are still holding on to, it will wipe out. Love floods their hearts in the name of Jesus. Love floods every one of us. Love floods our hearts in the name of Jesus. Oh, love will flood their hearts. Love floods every one of us in the name of Jesus. Everyone that has any association with the Edifying Assembly, love will flood their hearts in the name of Jesus. Egos are let go of in the name of Jesus. Men will let go of pride and ego in the name of Jesus. The things that will bind us together will be stronger than what will separate us in the name of Jesus. There are no camps here. In the name of Jesus. There are no camps here. In the name of Jesus. Any wall anyone is trying to erect is pulled down right now. In the name of Jesus. Our hearts are free to serve in one accord in the name of Jesus. There are no contrary allegiances that will hurt us in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, by the power of God, in the name of Jesus, love will flood everyone's heart. In the name of Jesus, we will not be a source of offense. Oh, this year will not be a source of offense one to another. In the name of Jesus, we are not a source of offense. We are not a source of offense. In the name of Jesus, we are to praise the fair to tell those. Our intentions will not be misconstrued. Our intentions will not be misconstrued. In the name of Jesus, as a shelter prepper, not a fenipa, men will not despise the gospel because of us. No more burns of sin a fenipa. Men will not drop back because of our actions or our inactions. In the name of Jesus, we are not the reason for anyone's lackadaisical attitude to the gospel. In the name of Jesus. Oh, prayer for shelter. Thank you, Father, for love. Oh, thank you for unity. Thank you for oneness. 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 Thank you, one. Ah, bro, shanante, peace, so vite, tashamanta, taste, total pre, evil, shanante, tecumbus, to break, keep up, no total vilatara, in another breach, shanante, le, she tos, the moon, pussy, tatatato, shaprize, fair. Oh, glory to God, glory to God. Our hearts are united in one purpose. Our hearts are united, knit together in love, knitted together. In the name of Jesus. 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 Because this is one area I just sense that the devil will try to take us out. You know, Pastor has been emphasizing family units, that we'll have to do things as a family. So if people start receiving hurts in one way or the other, grievances, they start feeling like they're not a member of that family. They start putting just camps and walls, even without them knowing, and forming different form of allegiance, and then it affects our unity and focus. No, we will not allow that. In the name of Jesus, we will not allow that. We will not allow that. Whatever has happened this year, every forgiveness is love will flood and flush out that. But we are focused where the new year. We are more attuned to one another's needs. We will be more attuned, as in we will sense it. You know, if one area of your body is paining you, you will know. Somehow you will know. Even if you are not that area, you will know. That is the way we will be sensitive to one another. Anybody that comes here with a challenge, even if the person doesn't want to say it, somebody will discern here. So the person doesn't feel go back feeling 1 month, 2 months, I'm having this challenge, nobody cares. No. We will discern it. Enough is enough. We will not struggle alone. Next year, we'll be more attuned. That family will be obvious and practical in every area. In every area. In every area. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. So this is just the tip of the iceberg. We're coming tomorrow. Praise God. Hallelujah. What are we having tomorrow? From tomorrow? Huh? What is it? Aha. Uh-huh.